University of Florida entomologist Michael Rogers discusses the use of neonicotinoids to control HLB spreading psyllids in young citrus trees.
There's limits on how much of the neonics can be used per season, so you have to look at the tree size, and then your rates per tree are going to be based on that tree size. What we're finding out is as we look at the distribution within the leaf, we're seeing that over time, while the leaf may contain the insecticide, there starts to be areas where the leaf starts to lose the insecticide. And so psyllid populations, if they're moving into a block and start to feed on a tree, there's a chance they may not encounter that insecticide in the leaf tissue in certain parts of the leaf. And so what our data suggests right now is that growers need to be very aware that over time these residues may start to wear off in certain parts of the leaf sooner than others. And they need to be sure to keep up on top of the schedule for their soil-applied neonic applications. Don't let too much time lapse between applications. But, of course, follow the label instructions. That's going to be important to maintaining the protection of those trees on a year-round basis.
I think you recommend applications approximately every 6 weeks in of those neonics, correct?
We recommend making soil-applied neonic applications every 6 weeks. All those neonics are the same mode of action. So what we also encourage is for growers to use foliar applications of different modes of action between the soil-applied neonic applications. That way we don't run the chance of the psyllids developing resistance to the soil-applied neonicotinoids. Because, again, those are the key components for our young tree program because they actually provide protection from pathogen transmission by preventing the psyllids from feeding on the phloem, inoculating those trees with the bacterium and ultimately causing the disease.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.